This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, so Deion Sanders wants a paid bonus for college football playoff players. And basically the story goes like this. If they make the tournament, they get paid. And they get paid more when their teams win. And he calls it, he said, quote, now it's equality. Now it's even. And every player is making the same amount of money, end quote. The problem is, just initially with that, if I'm missing something, yes, with this new budget thing, the $20 million cap, whatever.
House settlement.
Yeah, the house settlement. But they can still make NIL money on top of that, right? So even if they then go to the playoffs, clearly, if you're one of the current 12 teams, and they're probably going to expand it again, if you're currently one of the 12 teams, then yes, you're getting a playoff bonus. You're getting whatever the salary is out of the house settlement money, right? Which, again, was, I believe, $20 million, right?
Yeah,
is that right?
$20 across the whole athletic department,
right.
Though.
Exactly. And we know that a quarterback, a stud quarterback, like Garrett Nussmeier, just using him as an example, from LSU, is getting more than a safety from LSU. So he's not going to be even coming in. And even if LSU makes the college football playoffs, just using them as an example, and they win, that doesn't mean everybody's going to be even, as Deion claims. He says, now it's even. And every player is making the same amount of money. Am I missing something here?
I think he wants to add that on top of the $20 million. That's what it sounds like. Because there's another revenue.
But I guess what I'm trying to say, I don't mean to cut you off, is Garrett Nussmeier is not making the same amount of money as a starting LSU linebacker.
Well, that's where these things get tricky. So programs they're at liberty to do whatever they want to with that $20 million.
Mm-hmm.
So in theory, but like you pointed out, there's also NIL, which is separate from the $20 million.
But even within the $20 million, you just said they can do whatever they want, right?
Yeah.
They can pay the quarterback $3 million and pay a bunch of other 9-to-5 ham and eggers $50,000.
Yeah, but I guess my point is with NIL, so like if you're you use LSU. Like LSU has collectives where they can raise, like, let's say $10 million of that $20 million is going to the football program.
Mm-hmm.
They can say everybody gets split evenly for that $10 million and we'll use our NIL to pay those premier players like a Garrett Nussmeier. So it's not really clear how players are getting paid. We just know that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you're saying, wait, using that as an example, $10 million out of the $20 million goes to the football program. Everybody on the football program gets paid an equal amount out of that $10
million. Yeah.
But the difference would be is the NIL collectives, which the school essentially has their fingerprints on anyway, would be used to raise extra money to give Nussmeier and whatever
the big schools
the extra money.
But that's the thing. We don't know what schools are necessarily doing.
Mm-hmm.
So like, even when deals get announced, there are a lot of questions of, okay, how much of that is through through NIL and how much is through the house settlement? So we don't know.
So really, technically what Dion is saying, mm-hmm. if I understand the example you're giving,
mm-hmm.
what technically Dion is saying is if a school decides to do it that way, takes out of their $20 million, $10 million for football, and everybody gets the same cut, right? So everything's fair.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever NIL collective money goes to however that all gets done. He's saying that because everybody is paid, again, assuming that that's the way they do it, an equal share out of the $10 million, which is out of the $20 million pot, then if you make the playoffs, yes, you're making more than a team that doesn't make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But if you make the playoffs,
maybe you get an extra $3 million to split between your team.
Right. You're getting more than the team that doesn't make the playoffs or the kid that doesn't make the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
but you're getting the same as, like last year, I think it was, like, didn't Penn State beat
Boise State,
right? In the Fiesta Bowl,
yeah.
I think, or SMU in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Penn State and SMU would get the same amount of money, but obviously Penn State, having gone further, would make more money.
Yeah.
So Dion is saying it's essentially an incentive for winning structure.
Yeah.
But if teams are doing what you're suggesting, and I don't know enough about it, if they are all doing that or if that's kind of uniform way, because I haven't seen that, so maybe I've missed it.
Yeah, it's not clear what teams are doing with their money. It's not even clear. I think a few schools have come out and said, like, what percentage is going where. Like, I think Oklahoma gave percentages about this is how much is going to football, but we don't know how it's distributed throughout that team.
Because theoretically, out of the $20 million, right, you could, if you wanted to, take $17 million for the football program, $2.5 million for the men's basketball program, and $500,000 for everything else, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, right? There's no rules preventing that.
No.
That's not Title IX forcing any kind of equal distribution upon that, right?
No, I mean, there has been Title IX suits. I haven't followed closely to see how those have settled. But at the moment, no. There's no, like, stipulation on where the money has to go. But I think what Dion is saying, I think it's an interesting proposition, because if you're looking at, like, let's say the SEC, for example,
mm-hmm.
they have collectors and boosters that can use that NIL money, even teams that didn't make the playoff, the college football playoff. Like, I'm thinking about, like, Ole Miss and South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't make the college football playoff last year. I'm willing to believe that those two programs have a deeper pocket when it comes to NIL than Arizona State,
who did make the
college ball. So what Dion is what he's proposing, I think, kind of evens the playing field, where it's like, okay, you come to our school, maybe we don't have the NIL to boost you like Ole Miss or South Carolina,
but if
we always make the playoffs, you can get, like, I don't know what it would be, just throw out a number, $50,000 for every game we win. So you may not make the play, we may not make the playoff, or we may not be able to give you the money through NIL like these schools, but we make the playoffs consistently coming out of the Big 12. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, choose your poison.
Mm. Hmm. Do you think this is a good thing? I guess it would be.
I think it's a way to even the playing field.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think of, like, to your point, right now, if teams that don't make the college football playoff can pay their players more money than teams that do make the college football playoff.
Yeah, because of NIL.
It makes it harder to, A, keep those teams together that do make the playoff because they might go for greener pastures elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it makes it provides less of an incentive, I guess, to make the playoffs if you know, or more of an incentive to make the playoffs because you can get more money. It makes less of an incentive, I guess, if you're a South Carolina, if you're a Ole Miss or whatever, or Florida or Florida State or whatever, if you don't make the playoffs, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think...
Am I explaining that right? I don't know if I
understand what you're trying to say. I understand what you're saying. I think the thing is, it's just the seventh and eighth team in the Big Ten is probably making more money through NIL still right now than, specifically in the SEC, is still making more money than probably the second team in the Big 12 and the third best team in the ACC.
Right.
So
a team like Boise State who makes the playoffs.
Exactly. That's a great example because Boise State is probably
or SMU. SMU's got some pockets though.
Yeah, they're also in the ACC, so it's a little different. But Boise State, I think, is a great example because being in the group of six now, they're probably always going to be competing for that highest group of six spot in the playoff. But they're not going to have. I don't even know if they have $20 million throughout the athletic program.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. Even with this $20 million settlement, some schools don't make that much money.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have the money to spread out throughout the athletic department. So, yeah, I think that would be a great example of Boise State. If we make the playoffs consistently, hey, we don't have that $20 million to give our players, but we have $50,000 because we always make the playoffs to spread throughout this roster. So
interesting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know how this is going to work and be settled. But, I mean, listen, I'm all for leveling whatever playing field we can. And ideally, you would do this with a salary cap, which is what they kind of like started to think. But by allowing the NIL, and now if you allow the extra perk and incentive, you're still going to have the haves and you're still going to have the have-nots,
exactly.
Right? And it's going to be David versus Goliath.
Yeah.
And teams are going to have to, look at, Boise State. Oh, not to keep using Boise State. Look at... I mean, we see how the NCAA tournament in basketball has worked out, where smaller schools obviously have made bigger runs to the Final Four and so on and so forth. So is it going to be a situation where you get a non-power, what is it, four school now, right? And you, I don't know, like UNLV with Dan Mullen back in the fold, okay, right? Dan Mullen, the former Florida head coach. If he can get them into the college football playoff, they're not part of the Power Four, right? Conferences.
No.
So I wonder if that's a school that would be able to, again, to your point, kind of keep up with the $20 million cap, if you will.
Yeah.
And whether they need to make the playoffs to generate extra money for their kids.
Yeah. Yeah, I think...
And then does that lead to other problems?
Yeah, I think, like, I listen to people all day at my other job talk about this, people much smarter than me and much more informed than me, and it seems like the word that we keep hearing is collective bargaining, collective bargaining, collective bargaining, because with all of this, like you pointed out, like, NIL still exists, so... Right. This problem of paying players and the lopsidedness in football is still a problem.
Yeah, it's still like the wild, wild west.
Yeah.
It might be a little less wild.
Exactly.
Because of the settlement and because of the cap structure, but it is as soft of a cap as you can basically get, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a partial cap. It's like the luxury tax in the NBA used to be. Now they've made it much more stringent with the aprons and this, that, and the other thing. But it's like the luxury tax used to be in the NBA. All right, we'll table that discussion for now. College football, again, begins in earnest tonight. Boise State, we mentioned them, at USF, South Florida, in Tampa. Should be nice and moist down there. First game without Ashton Gentry. Of course, there were a couple of games last week. So looking forward to a little college football on the TV tonight, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. But first, we have Dum Dum of the Day next, and this is not a good Dum Dum. I will tell. I mean, he's a Dum Dum, but this is a mean-ass Dum Dum, and somehow, some way, it has something to do with ice cream. Next on the Team 980, we are streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.